Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Before we begin, let's do some thanks. Scratch Labs, people. The best flavor, ingredients, and variety for sports nutrition out there, hands down. Check out the brilliant cookbooks and constant new flavors and methods to get you to the finish. Your stomach will thank you on the next long ride. Use Scratch Labs link at Beckfiller.com. Athletic Brewing, folks. That's right. Without Athletic, there is absolutely no way I'd have made it through dry January. There is no way, even though my dry January
was dryish.
It was moist.
My moist.
That's not my question, if what your thoughts are of the word moist. Actually, I plan to continue with Athletic throughout the year, just substitute a beer here and there, things like that, and the calories disappear while the flavor stays. Use the link at Pack Filler. Finally, Untapped Maple. That's right, Untapped is back for another year. If you're up to speed on Ted King's adventures, as I said in the last, the formula is one packet per hour, what he does, along with a Stroop waffle every other hour. Add in the great Maple-Aide and you are fueled. Use the link at Pack Filler to get into the Untapped way of life. Let's do that.
Is well, that loud? You might want to ask David since he doesn't have his whole. David, he's got to use a stethoscope.
You've got one
you're off? So yeah, but he's sensitive to noise. Can you imagine? He's going to be deaf from the show.
And somebody won't be able to do his
you
job.
Have no heartbeat.
Yeah,
he's going to have like shit. This man is crashing.
He's looking for like a heart murmur, and he's like, "No, you're good."
Yeah.
Can't even hear it.
Person dies a month later.
Can't even hear the heart.
Yeah, or even worse. He thinks the guy's dead, and he has to go like the Monty Python sketch where it's like, go get the free flabulator and the blue bloombulator and the machine that goes ping. Oh. Thank you, Paul.
You guys are so old sometimes.
Another month in the rear view, another month closer to sunshine and outdoor bike rides. I don't want to say I want to wish my life away, but man, February sucks. So let's get through it together with a great start right here on the Pack Filler Cycling Podcast. I'm Pat Bolger. With me are the sultans of the cycling spit take. I just came up with that. No, I came up with that today, and then I wrote it down, and I'm using it now. The members of the Pack Filler, let's see who's here, although you can easily play along with our YouTube stream, which is a little wonky today because for some reason it wouldn't let me embed it directly into the website. So if you're listening, you obviously found the button on the websites. There's a button that says go to our YouTube channel and it takes you to YouTube. Or you go to YouTube. I'm over-explaining. I'm mansplaining. Gentlemen, please respond to tonight's question. And you can't say drinking. All right? What do you know is bad for you, but you still continue to do it anyway? That's our question for tonight. What is something you do that is bad for you, but you still do it and you cannot say drinking alcohol? First of all, he's as timeless as a classic steel frame with rim brakes. In other words, effective as hell. Mr. Paul Main, how are you, man?
And slow.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
No. Steel frame with rim brakes is... Well, maybe it's just a... No, that would be sexually taken. So go ahead.
I pluck my nose hairs, and it's not really detrimental, but I get ingrown, you know, hairs every once in a while because they pluck them, you know, make you sneeze.
Oh, I hate that when you get one that's really
sensitive.
Yeah,
but then when they, you cause it to get ingrown because you're plucking, and
then your nose hurts.
Barely bump it. It's like,
so you obsessively pluck.
Yeah.
You do have.
Yeah, because I don't want to have a party favors like you.
I was going to use the Bob Uecker reference. When he sneezes, he looks like a party favor.
I mean, that's a clean airway right there.
Yeah, that is.
That's right. Yeah.
Do I have it bad?
No.
Yeah, you need to pack that sucker down, you know, so you can get some more air in there.
I'm all sensitive about it.
Yeah, no. Or you could get those turbine things. You see
we do.
Those?
I have one. Manscaped. Oh, yeah. Manscaped. Yeah, we were sponsored with Manscaped.
Yeah, use it for my ears and my nose.
No. This is a thing that you stick up
your nose. Oh, yeah, it's like waxing.
It opens your nostrils, and you ride, and it looks like you have a ring, like a nose ring. You remember them.
I thought they had those like just
bands.
They're called turbines.
Yeah.
No, but
your
there's
mic's nowhere
go
near your face, by the way. Bend that sucker over there. There we go.
There we go. I like that. That's nice.
But there's like, no, they actually go up into your nose. Look it up.
Not like the breathe rights. These are inside.
Inside.
And that is messed up.
Yeah, and I remember like friends that would race crits with these
rhino
things.
Rhino ones,
like,
when somebody has severe bloody nose, they cram
rhino those rocket?
Rhino rockets. Yeah. That is gruesome.
That's a medical term?
It's a device.
Yeah. Rhino packing a nostril that won't stop bleeding. Mm-hmm. But this has a hole in it, right?
Yeah.
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 Rhino
yeah,
rocket like does not. It just goes up there.
Kind of like a nose tampon.
Yeah.
Ew. I've learned a lot, and we're only starting the show. Wow. Speaking of which, he's the doctor that demands listener questions be provided in his dressing room with his M&Ms separated in their individual colors, Mr. David Wavels. How are you, man?
I'm good.
I won't call you a diva because on this show that's technically taken and a mild insult.
Hi, Sam.
No.
What
Sam's
the?
Not diva.
Carson.
Oh, man. Carson's I almost dropped diva. An F-bomb.
Yeah, be careful. Wow. Be careful. Yeah. Mommy and daddy.
I'm
going
to have the.
Santa would have known.
Yeah. David, what's something that you do that you know is bad for you?
Starting a new house project.
Oh my god,
that's a good one.
That is so
that is
real.
A good one.
Because I've got quite a few going that you know you just need a couple more days for.
Yeah,
I swear it's just a couple more days.
Yeah. A couple more days on about 10 projects, and I almost ripped the mirrors off the bathroom wall today.
Just out of rage?
No, I just wanted to do it. I want to like move things along, you know.
So you just start a project by like, for example, you're sitting there in the bathroom taking a shit, and you look up and you go like, those are dumb.
I bet
and
I you could get
you,
those off.
You wipe your ass, you stand up, pants down around your ankle still, and just rip the mirror off the wall.
Yeah. I wonder if I can do it without breaking it.
Ah, crap, it broke.
Yeah. Oh, we're getting a new mirror.
Yeah. My wife does that. She's just like going, I don't know if I like the color in here. And she doesn't put the sample up. She goes and she buys a gallon of paint.
Goes for
and
it.
It's our hallway is a different color. I left this Sunday, and I came home, and our hallway is a different color. She's like, what do you think? I'm like, does it matter?
It's happened.
It's a fashionable color, I will say.
It is. It's nice. Really cool. Yeah. Oh, my wife, that's her skill.
Yeah.
She just does that.
I mean, she did all this, right?
She picked all the colors, technically. Yeah, and she was like, you got to do the whole peg hole thing. And, you know, glory hole.
Mm. Whoa.
Different connotation. Yeah, that was all
you just
her
took
idea.
It one step dirty.
Yeah, third, he is definitely a witch doctor because my shoulders don't hurt after his magical touch, Mr. Sam Waples.
Oh, I love that. First thing jumped right to my forehead because I was thinking, just did it on a trip down. I will plow through an entire box of Chipmates. Oh.
What are Chipmates?
Yeah, right.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, it's my favorite. Okay, so back in my college days,
it's vegetable
like,
based. Yeah,
no, it's not.
Oh,
it's not good for you.
Like Alestra
chips
rip that make you off shit
version of Chips Ahoy.
Oh,
it's the Kroger version. And so, like when I was in college, those were $1.88, and calorically, that was a gold mine. And so I would plow through a thing of those. Well, we stopped at Fred Meyer on our trip down to the Oregon coast. I got an entire. They're gone. They were gone in a matter of like 10 hours. A freaking case of them.
I thought you were going to say those Halo themed Mountain Dews you used to drink.
Oh,
all the time.
Game Fuel.
You walk
don't
in.
Don't tempt me.
You walk in, you look.
That's heart attacks.
I don't know. It's good stuff.
Walk in, you look at the shelf, and it's just like, oh my God.
This is like, Father, I have confessed.
Yeah. I'm so happy. The choirs are singing.
There's one box left, too, when I went in there. I was like, that's a sign. Yeah. But they've gone up in price. They're $2.88 now.
Ooh. Gosh, Nutter Butters used to be the big way to weight gain. You like your window to weight gain. Nutter Butters. What are you looking at?
Never got into Nutter Butters.
Oh, well, there you go then. Next, he's the only person I stalk on Zwift, Mr. Jackson Bulger.
Oh, you stalk me on Zwift?
That's, I get a notification when you finish rides.
Do you really?
Yeah.
So that means you've turned on notifications.
Yeah.
Wow.
Somebody you know just finished a ride. I'm like, oh, Jackson finished a ride. How long did you do? 1,200 watts. Damn it.
My life sucks.
Yeah. How are you, man?
Good, thanks.
Oh, I know. How you're doing. Whoa. I'm just asking.
You actually put a camera in my apartment. Yes. You know what everything goes
on. By the way, the drapes that you chose in the bedroom are perfect.
Appreciate that.
You should have that mole checked on your back. I saw it in the shower.
They've been shaved off, let me tell you that.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
The thing that I do that is probably bad for me... So...
Does he want to confess?
I don't know how comfortable I feel.
You need to.
Are we far enough into the show that students aren't listening? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
It's legal in Washington State.
It is legal in Washington State.
Next up, host of our show.
Jackson got out of that one.
Yeah.
Me, I'm the guy who really hates himself for not being able to properly train this week. I have not done it. Alexa, shut up.
I was like, is that my
Kit Harington? What did we say that referred to Kit Harington? I love that I had to tell her to shut up. I'm Pat Bulger, and I'm going to say it. My thing that I do that's bad for me, I like gummy-induced popcorn late at night. You know, when I've had a gummy bear, just a regular gummy bear, and I make popcorn.
Oh.
Do you do special seasonings like chili?
No,
powder.
I just
Tabasco is the best.
I actually have it, and it's no calories. It says it on the container, but it's a spray, a butter spray, and then I just do a nice.
I can't believe it's not salt.
Salt over it. No, yeah. It's not. It's just.
Like, are you trying Nooch over it?
What if
that's like a sexual innuendo, Sam? I don't know if I feel comfortable.
That's a gooch.
Why would I have a cooch over that?
What the thing?
Jesus. Out of the gutter, will you?
Oh, this is a good group.
What is this word you speak of?
Nutritional yeast. Yeah. Oh. It's like it tastes like cheese, but it's really? Like a Ish. It's yeah, and it's Ish. Yeah. Cheese-ish. But it's good. It's really good for you.
Yeah, but it's alive.
You lost me at good for you.
No, I get my yeast this way.
Yeah, that works too.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. Okay. We already heard about my pathetic week. Everybody on the show knows what I don't want. I don't want to do my other job. No, and so I've been in set building mode and set painting mode and stuff like that. So I haven't ridden at all. Last time I rode was last Monday. And I hate it. I hate myself for it. And yeah, that's it. Has anybody ridden this week? Please rub it in.
I'll go next because I would say that mine's got to be the second lowest. I rode last Wednesday and then we left for Ignited. I rode this morning.
Oh, you were gone. Yeah, you were gone.
So it was a good break, good force break, but that was it. Two rides.
Well, how was the trip?
It was awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. Played pickleball. It's so fun.
And where are the old ones?
Yeah. I know. Drink some whiskey. Ooh. Dry-ish.
You're back?
Oh, yeah. Dry-ish. January became... Not moist. So dry-ish.
Moist.
Moist. Moist.
With a chance of showers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Gosh. Yep, that's mine.
I'm just really hoping I don't go like tomorrow is the 1st of February. I hope I just don't wake up and just like, you know, drink all day
bourbon.
Long. It's just like going everybody's like, you know, I'm at work and they're like, what's in your water bottle, Mr. Pat? Shut the fuck up.
It's been a long month.
One. If I whispered it, was it okay?
Yeah.
No, okay. Yeah.
It's a half.
Yeah.
It's
you have
half. Like two and a half.
I whisper it. Anybody else train? David, I'm going to get to you here in a second. Just David asked to go last because. Yeah.
Training.
Okay. Jackson, Paul.
Yeah. Same thing as always. Zwift and then.
Perfectly casual about
doing
it.
My thing.
Still holding the card close to the chest? In terms
well, I
of,
mean,
yeah, not
where am I going to race?
Yeah.
Like, so, I mean, I'll be honest, it was. just a ride, you know.
Are you
special.
Depressed, Jackson? I'm worried about you.
A little bit, yeah.
Well, it snowed today.
I hate riding inside.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks.
I hate it so much. Wow. And this has been the year that I've been like, I don't even want to train.
Yeah. I'm in the zone.
I'm in the zone right now.
I am too.
But
let's go skiing.
No, just wait till I get outside.
No, sit
no.
down.
Shut up.
Just wait till I
shut up.
But just like wait till I get outside. That's when I'll start training harder. You know, it's that's like a I get to go a place. This time I just get to sit in the same room.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Okay, Paul, how's your training?
I got 3 indoor little events on the trainer. I did a 2-day today, but.
I keep forgetting you get two
every
days
other
in.
Tuesday off. Yeah.
He's gonna
then I canceled it out because my wife and I went to Mary Hill and drank a bottle of wine.
Nothing wrong with that.
Each. Yeah.
Especially starting each. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Each?
No. No. I wouldn't be here right now.
Really?
Yeah. If I had a
today?
Bottle of wine.
Or yesterday you went and drank a bottle of wine?
Today.
Today? Oh, okay. Today. Okay. Oh. Okay. Okay.
Mm. Yeah. So. Like, yeah. What? Other than that, no, it's kind of hard. And I was looking at the forecast, and this is 45. We're supposed to be hitting the 40s. I thought, I'm going out Saturday, 45 degrees potential. There's no reason for me not to, except that I have a continuing education class at Northern
sucks.
Quest Casino for 8 hours going over the new code.
This Saturday?
This Saturday.
Oh,
that sucks.
Yeah. And it's supposed to be crap on Sunday. So.
I feel really bad for you, but I want you to know that inside I'm going, yeah, because I can't train this weekend either, and I don't want you guys being happy in my absence.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you enjoying your cycling career.
I'm going to say something about because you guys, we had a chat about training camps,
mm-hmm.
and they when you get close to 400 miles in a week, it's amazing. So, all the little RGTs that I do, all the segments, mm-hmm. I increased all my time. This week, I mean, I knocked it off the,
really,
like 5-10 seconds off of my fastest time up in these segments, these climbs, on this one, Leuven City, and then my FTP they bumped up like 5 watts.
Wow,
that's just from 1 week. It had never changed all last year, and then
I'm telling you what, those locations I sent for the listeners wondering, I did send some VRBOs.
Chelan.
Very, very nice VRBOs. Mm-hmm. You got good taste, dude. Like, hey, that's a pool/ hot tub. Mm-hmm.
But split between 5 or 6 of us,
mm-hmm.
it makes it way better.
It's like $50 a night.
Yeah. That's not that bad.
Hot tubs are for recovery. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
And for 5 dudes sitting in together.
We
all got to sit in that.
Yeah.
What? Suits were optional?
The jets aren't on. Why are there bubbles? Why are... Seem to be coming over you from you, Pat.
I heard a theory recently that swimsuits are bad for hot tubs.
Yeah.
So, are they?
Oh, yeah.
If you hear it, it's probably true.
Yep.
Well, wait.
Yeah.
No.
Interesting fact about hot tubs before you leave.
I got a friend who's
it's coming
a
out
doctor.
Of David Weeble's journal.
Yeah.
My friend is a doctor, said I can't wear one.
I've got a note from him.
Yeah. If you don't like it, look away.
Here's something interesting. I've heard it from 2 people, pro racers that do their well, Mads does it, and who else was it? Mikael Schaar, who's from Switzerland. They train for hot weather. This is what they do.
I heard about this, yeah.
So they'll train like in normal temperatures, 70, 80 degrees, and then they get in a hot tub for like 20 minutes at, well, it turns out to be like 170 degree water. For 20 minutes, and they won't put only their heads out. And the condition
107.
107 degrees.
That's like, wow.
170.
Yeah,
107. 107. 107.
107.
107. Not
170.
107.
170
would be like.
Yeah. Do these guys have any?
When you put it into the water, it makes a sound, but that's just the air coming out.
They wear boxers.
They wear okay.
Yeah.
Man,
and they got a doctor's note that they can go in naked.
Yeah.
So there we go.
There we go.
Yeah.
So you know, you can make money off of writing notes like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like going for like kind of key party, you know,
see,
creepy guys.
See, you and the key party. This is week 2 of mentioning a key party. What do you want to do?
Put them on the table, guys. anyway, David. First of all, how's the training been? Have there been any?
Yeah, trains. You know, this kind of feeds into what I'm assuming you're going to ask.
We understand
there's just a few days a week.
We understand there's a newest member of your family. Congratulations.
Who's my? Oh. My bicycle.
I was like, your wife is pregnant?
Yeah, yeah. David is like, oh my God, she told you guys
you
not
found
me.
Out first.
Yeah, it came last week right after the show. FedEx completely destroyed it. Like John Cena got a hold of the box or something, but the frame looks to be fine, so it's fine, you know, whatever. But
oh yeah. Carnage.
This box was destroyed on all sides.
Even the words fragile. All over it.
All over it.
Shredded.
Destroyed.
From Canada.
Mm.
It's not like it's coming from Europe.
No, it came from Europe. Yeah, made in France. From
France.
Yeah.
Time is Canadian.
Nope, French.
But David, what was your training over the weekend?
Oh, it was my 30th birthday.
Oh, hey! Congratulations. Hey!
Happy birthday.
Happy late birthday.
So we went skiing in Park City. It was like 12 inches of powder the first day. It was pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sucks.
Cross training.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just a few days here and there on the trainer, staring at a wall. I don't do Zwift like you guys.
Am I the only one whose needle came off the record when I found out that you're just 30?
What's in Jackson?
That feels so old to me. That feels so old. That blows my mind.
He's my son. I know his age. You're 30?
As of...
It's weird because they act the same age.
Yeah.
Well...
Says something about one of us.
Yeah.
Jackson.
Or maybe both.
You got 7 years to get your shit together.
Yeah. I'm getting married this summer. Are you kidding?
One step at a time, Dad.
Will the new bike be on a trainer ever?
Not this year.
Not this year. Okay.
No. I'm going to keep the old bike. It's got a little dent on it. And, you know,
okay.
I'm going to keep the old bike on the trainer until this summer. So
that's where spring. Specializes. Belong.
Yeah, exactly. This time it's way too pretty for a trainer. So.
It's
yeah.
beautiful.
Yeah.
Does it have any scratches? No scratches?
It has like this tiny, I would call it like an abrasion. I think I can get it with wax. I don't want to go through the hassle of like creating trouble for everybody, but like FedEx really dropped the ball on this one.
Yeah.
And it did
they
have like
the
a
box.
Tiny, they dropped the box multiple times. multiple
and
times.
And they curb stomped it.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I think it's just like a little tiny abrasion. I'm going to just wax it. I think it'll go away.
Okay. Well, let me tell
all
you about scratches.
I was going to offer to make the first scratch in case you needed it. Because I am pretty damn good at that.
Yep. Well rehearsed.
Bikes get scratches, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not by
on the first day by your dad.
Yeah.
It's never not funny.
No.
I was...
He's derailed.
On the floor in my shop, rocking back and forth.
Oh, no.
Because I made the first major scratch on his bike.
And there still isn't another scratch.
What?
There still isn't another scratch.
No, it's still the biggest one.
There is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's got some chain slap.
Yeah. And he had a car kind of take him out.
Yeah.
No scratches.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just your shoes.
Yep.
I scratched a mountain bike frame pulling it out of the box because one of those staples.
Staples, yeah. Let's pull the staples out.
Yep, learn that one.
Oh.
Pulling it out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Don't do that at a bike shop.
I had a Vetus. I had a Vetus back in the day, and I was showing off to somebody that they were because the tubes in the Vetus were stained. They weren't necessarily painted.
Anodized.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the cool word for stain.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I took an Allen wrench. I went, yeah, look, they don't scratch. I went, bing, right on the frame, and it left a mark. And the guy looked at me like going, you're a dumbass. And I went, well, I am now.
Wait until the future comes.
Yeah, exactly.
Do it to my son's bike.
Yeah. This is the tip of the iceberg.
I'm just practicing.
I'm anxious to see that bike built up, man. I think it's going to be...
I'm still waiting on wheels. Apparently it's going to be a minute. Because Reynolds is coming out with some 21 mil internals. And I'm going to wait for those.
So what width tire are you going to go?
28s. Yeah. Mm. I don't know if I'll ever go back to... Like, 28s are... I
so
love it.
So comfortable.
Well, you just pedal harder.
Yeah, I'll geek out.
I mean, up to 28s. Up to 28s, though, like, research shows that you don't lose speed.
It depends. There's a guy... Pressure. Gosh, what's the name of it? Peak Torx or Torque Peaks or whatever. He's an aerodynamic specialist on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And he did, like, different... It really depends on the width of your frame. So... Mm. What you don't want is that light bulb.
Right.
So,
right.
And you don't want it too small, and then you're going to have problems. So the idea is that, you know, that the air can come around and attach back onto the rim.
Mm-hmm.
That light bulb, I lost you. Yeah. And yeah, is that?
How did you know anyway. That? How did you know you lost me? I'm like
30 minutes later.
The hell?
So
and wheels are getting every fatter.
28, I think 28 on the 21 with internal.
Yeah,
yeah, that's the way to go.
Yeah,
it won't make that tire bolt like bolt yeah, out too
the
much.
The light
like
bulb
you said. Yeah.
Looking thing.
Yeah. 23s are like telly though. Telly skiing, it's dead. 23s are dead.
Yes, yeah, sure. I had a 23 on one of my on my wheels a couple years ago, and it was like this is
so
not
lost.
New telly ski.
I really need to learn about tires. I really need to pay attention
to
tire pressure. Because you guys are talking, I thought you guys were talking
about
like
tire pressure.
I thought you guys were talking about like comfort and stuff like that. You're talking about aerodynamics mm-hmm. of your freaking tires.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, really?
Mm-hmm. And then the rolling resistance and all that.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, you guys are obsessed. I just pedal harder.
My man. Yeah.
Next time that we're out riding in the spring, if you're ever in trouble, just pedal harder.
Yeah.
A guy once told me, pedal harder.
Yeah, that's all it takes.
I will. And that'll make me so mad that I'll just
I know.
Like when you were like, when you were like, hey, Pat, that woman's passing you on the hill. I was like,
I forgot about
I'm going to catch her then.
For the record, nothing wrong with women passing us.
No.
I think she was on an e-bike, though.
Right. Yeah,
she was on an
e-bike. Yeah.
And you were just like, hey, you're getting chicked by an e-bike. And I was like, no, I can't because I'm a
and you murder yourself
very shallow person. Is anybody, now time, speaking of time, they've got the pedals are back. Mm. Is anybody?
I didn't know that.
Did anybody ride the pedals back in the day? Am mm-hmm. I the only one who rode? You
I
did?
Broke one of them.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep.
I rode the hell out of them. I even had the clown shoes. Oh. The white shoes with the red straps.
Yes,
and then
I had those.
The back, the heel was green later on. So it was like a lime green. They were clown shoes, but they were comfortable as hell. They're made by Carnac. Mm-hmm. You had some Carnacs. Those Greg LeMond Carnacs.
Oh, those Carnacs. Are so cool.
They were great shoes. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Does anybody have a new bike on the horizon? Why or why not?
No.
Ball?
No, because mine's fine. It looks fine.
You're just the oldest.
But I am thinking if something happens to it, time does still make a rim brake frame set. So that's how I would replace it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And time is stellar.
If you could buy a new bike right now, would you?
No.
Paul wouldn't?
Nope.
Sam, would you?
I mean, I guess if money was no object, sure. Why wouldn't I always have a new bike, but I mean, like looking at it, I'm thinking I have money that I could spend towards a new bike, but I'd rather I'm gonna just race a bunch and travel with bikes this year.
Yeah,
that's what I'm gonna spend my money on.
Jackson, would you buy a new bike?
Yeah, are you kidding me?
I mean, you don't have to be brand specific. You guys can be brand specific. We don't have a bike sponsor, so you know what would you ride?
I would not get a new road bike. I'd get a new gravel bike.
You would?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would probably stray away from a steel frame. Probably go more towards like a Canyon Grizzle.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So, those are cool.
Yeah. I think that would change the game. I'd probably ride gravel more.
Would you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I already signed up for my first gravel race that I'm not going to race in.
When is it?
Don't change.
It's
man.
April 1st.
Don't change. Stay you. Stay the you are because we believe in you, Sam.
Well, this
let me
keep
donating
signing
up for money. Races, giving them the money, and stay in the hellhole.
This year, though, I will say if I were to take my current gravel bike to a bike shop, get it all done over, I would consider doing events.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just because, like, what's been standing in my way is the bike. So. This year, now that I'm a working man, might as well just get it handled.
Totally.
I know a guy who could probably find you one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. Are you talking about you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Now I know how you felt when we were talking about tires with this gravel
you just
talk.
See the gravels. Yeah, wow. Like, it's like the Charlie
you
Brown.
See his Patrick. Eyes just glaze over.
Paul, if you could buy a bike, would you buy one, though?
I don't see any need for it. I don't, you know, I'm very happy and content. I just think that would be excessive. But the only reason I would get a new one is that if mine broke or failed. But
sure.
I really do. I enjoy what I have. I don't think there's any really need for electronic shifting. Don't. I mean, it's nice. It's not that it's bad, but mine's fine. And for everything that I use my bike for, it's perfect.
I know. And that's my thing is like, I love my bike. F it button. Fits well.
Yeah. It's the F button. Yeah, that's what it is. I'm in the same boat though. I'm still living off of that junior dream when we were all juniors of someday we're going to be good enough that we're going to get a bike sponsor and a bike sponsor company is going to send us free bikes.
That'd be sweet.
That was the be all end all of human existence at in those years. And I'm still living out that, that fantasy.
Oh, yeah.
I love my bike. I really like my bike. It rides well, you know, shifting me, but other than that, I mean, it's a great bike, but I'm always going, ooh, look at that one.
I'm
curious. That one's blue.
I think that's human. I think that just like in us as humans, we all just want the new thing.
But yeah. I'm curious if somebody came and offered you a new, I'm not going to like roll a bike brand underneath the, bus.
A shit
like,
one?
Yeah. One that like is like
a Schwinn. Prologue.
Okay, Decathlon. Well, nicer than that, but like
Decathlons?
Where your bike is like equivalent.
Yeah.
I mean, would you jump on that? Because me personally, I am so specific that I'm like, it would take a lot for somebody to, and I don't like, man.
That's a weird question though.
It is.
It's a weird question because his bike is all mechanical, rim brake and everything. And then to say that somebody offers you a brand new bike, that is almost, no matter what brand new bike, that is taking it up a level. I'm not saying that your bike is at all poor. What I'm saying is like,
you're a peasant.
Electronic shifting is, it's way snappier.
It's way better.
Disc brakes, we all know, are better. I'm only looking at Paul.
You're riding subpar equipment is what your son's saying.
No, I'm not saying you're riding subpar equipment. It's just, it is a bit of a change.
It is. But I have to say that I am still under the belief that the day I lose a race because my electronic shifting versus cable shifting, I probably should not drink as much and maybe do a couple more intervals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could be wrong. God knows you guys talking about tires and I'm still riding around with 100 pounds of pressure in every bike I own, including my mountain bike. So, you know, I have other problems to fix, apparently.
Yes, you do.
The electronic shifting, I don't think, is going to save my bacon.
No, I'm not saying it's going to save your bacon. What I'm saying is it's like, it is, I mean, you can tell a difference. When
it's beautiful.
Yeah, when you say that you have a difficulty with shifting, like, immediately I think, like, that's going to just clean that up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's because I don't maintain my shifting very well. And I drink. Apparently, I miss my mouth when I'm drinking sugary waters because it's like
all over your bike.
Yeah, I look like the woman from Flashdance. I'm just spraying it all over my face.
That's another reference.
Thank you.
I had this interesting experience over winter break. I was with my in-laws, no bikes there in Missouri, was getting very pent up.
Okay.
Drinking too much, eating too much, a food that I didn't usually eat. And I just needed to go on a bike ride. And this kind of ties into getting new bikes because the only thing in that house was a 1990s Cannondale aluminum, like CAD 3 or something.
Yeah.
Down tube shifters, no clipless pedals, nothing. I threw on sweatpants, the boots I'm wearing right now, and a long sleeve t-shirt.
Oh, jeez.
And I went for a 50-mile ride and averaged 20.5 miles an hour.
Yep.
Because I was so, like, I just was like on, I just needed an outlet. And I got back and I was like, what the hell? That was like a really fast ride in my boots and sweatpants on a 1990s bicycle. What am I doing with this really fancy bike? Like, this is insane. Oh, and 23s. Yeah. There was 23s on that bike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
What do you say to that, Jackson? Anyway, locally we have a fat bike race coming up. And would any of you race it if you had a fat bike? If somebody actually handed you one today,
do they still
would you
make them?
It?
Yes, are they still around?
Absolutely. 49 degrees north, local air, ski resort. I think Wheel Sports involved with it. One of our local shops is actually hosting it and sponsoring it. A Fat Bike Race in the Snow. Mm-hmm. Would anybody do it? Anybody here? If you had a bike, if somebody handed you a bike tomorrow. No, you always paid for your entry. You'd pay for entry and not go.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. I thought you said if they paid for entry. You're like, no, I'll pay for entry.
No. I'll pay for it. I just won't show up.
I don't know if I want to get cold anymore.
I'm done.
Too soft.
Does that make me a terrible person?
I'd do it.
Yeah, I'm assuming if they're giving me a bike, I'd be warm too. Like, I'd have the gear to stay warm. So, why not?
Jackson, you really do it?
Are you kidding me? Anything to get outside and feel competitive again?
Yeah.
And go 8 miles an hour?
Yeah. As long as it's faster than the others.
Yeah. I'm going to skip that. We're going to go to a little bit of our news headlines because we haven't done news for a while. I think last week I canceled the news because was it last week or the year?
I think last week.
I canceled the news. News brought to us by our friends at Gooder Sunglasses. The code Pack Filler 15 is still going strong. Grab your great eyewear before it's gone. Damn it. This is the biggest news story out there, by the way, in my opinion. Here we go. Quote, different things are important in my life, not only the bicycle. The one and only Peter Sagan said that late on Thursday evening as reporters huddled around him in a VIP tent at a concert by the Argentinian rock band La Berizo on the outskirts of San Juan, his chosen venue for the announcement of retirement from road racing at the end of the season was oddly fitting in its own way. That's right. All good things must come to an end, and this is one of a biggie. This will be Peter's last season in the World Tour. I hope the camera is strictly zoomed in on Jackson's face right now. It should be now. In 2024, he plans to focus on the mountain bike, especially the Olympic Games in Paris. And I do want to start with Jackson here. How did this news affect you?
I've been thinking about it for like 3 or 4 years. I was wondering, you know, when is the day when
writing on the wall kind of thing?
Not even writing on the wall. It's just what, like, the day that he retires. I knew it was going to come eventually, and I knew I was going to be sad about it. But I think that he'll definitely go down in like a Hall of Fame type of rider. He's one of the only riders to go back to back.
World championships.
And then just he's done so much for our sport. I think he's made it a little less serious in a lot of ways. He's a legend, and it makes me sad. But
record holder for green jerseys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I actually wrote here, he was and is a cycling rock star.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think he deserves all of the accolades and all that stuff. Over the past couple of years, I think that it hasn't been the best, like, I think it's shown the decline of what COVID brought on him.
Three times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a sad day for me.
Yeah.
I think that 2025, we will see a very specific Unbound champion.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you think he's going to go prediction.
He's mentioned it.
Yeah. I think he is the one pro that, I mean, he's still like, he's
33.
Very old, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that he is still, I mean, obviously he's still World Tour fit, so he could probably carry that over, and I would see him being one of the very few mm-hmm. high-end pros to go that way.
Anybody have any thoughts on what he could do this year? He's been up there in San Juan.
I was such a Peter Sagan fanboy, too. I think he's done. I think it's cool that, you know, he's going to go out with the mountain biking. He was so much fun. Like, man, that was my peak of racing, is seeing him. Like, I raced Richmond the year before he won Richmond, right? And so it was like so cool. And then to see him go and do the mountain bike Olympics instead of road, all that, like, super cool. But I just think his time is done.
I think it is.
Like, I know. But if you think about it, he hasn't really been at the front for years, and there's so much competition out there. Like, there's other people that are younger. Like, Van Aert is Peter Sagan a decade sooner, right?
Yeah.
Or earlier. It's just
God, that's depressing as hell.
It is sad, but also on the same note, you do wish that he would, you know, like
sell my bike,
have some cool note to go out on. But
yeah.
I'd love. He did a great career.
I would have loved. I would love a Milan Sanremo.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I will say, I think he revolutionized what the sprinter can be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He changed it.
Yeah.
Totally. Completely.
Especially in those green jerseys where he would gain most of his points on medium mountain stages where he would go over the first peak in the front group, get those points, and secure that jersey.
We now see Wout doing the same thing.
I mean, like, I was reading this article on his retirement, and wasn't it that he's only won, like, I mean, it's under 10 stages at the Tour. It's not actually.
Yeah, he
startling
was never
low.
A pure upfront sprinter.
I mean,
like that.
I want to say the number that's coming to my head is 7. Like he's won 7 stages in the 7 years that he's won the green jersey, and you know it's not like one per year. It's you know there, but there was like years where he didn't win at all, and he won the green jersey.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Doesn't he have one of the most second places in all of the Tour de France history?
He pulled the whole thing. Raymond Poulidor.
He was definitely thing. Like, and maybe this is why Jackson and Sam also will be sad to see him go, like, because this is our era. He was like the first cycling hero for me.
Sagan. He was Jackson's first, for sure.
Still is.
Yeah.
Like, he just continued to be a hero when he would like show up with hairy legs.
And yes.
Like kind of step back from cycling and stop taking it so
just
seriously
have fun.
While still being a legend.
Yeah.
So and totally. Then you go to the Tour of California as a sprinter and like destroy everybody. Like
he gets called out.
He actually won the overall.
He's like, oh, you want the overall win? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was interesting, like what David said, is that they talked to, I think it was Remco and a couple other younger guys. They said, yeah, I mean, that's who they looked up to was him, you know, and he did change a lot. And I think it's great that he's leaving because not because of wins. I think it's just like, you know, I've had enough. Mm-hmm. I want to do mountain bike is what got him into road racing.
Yeah.
And that's what he had fun. And and the pressure, you know, even as a poor amateur that I was, the pressure to get up to the next category and the sacrifices you make even at this low level, I can't imagine on the world tour. So, I mean, he's got a kid he wants to see that's 5 years old now. I mean, I think it's brilliant. I think it's good. And I think he did wonders for this sport. And, that's the best way to exit. Like he said, I don't want to just fizzle out on the, you know, like the Vuelta, the last stage of the Vuelta. And, you know.
Yeah.
Because I'd rather just do something I like and finish my career as doing mountain bikes. So.
Yeah.
I stopped shaving my legs when he did.
Did you?
Say that. Yeah. ever since he showed up to a race with hairy legs. Yep, I haven't shaved since.
Really?
If he can do it with hairy legs.
Are they back to full growth yet?
Oh, yeah. I haven't shaved in years.
Years?
30-year-old over here. Getting the pubes. I thought you were older. I think it was the beard that made me think you were older.
In there.
Yeah. That's the gig.
Who
man.
Did you
yeah.
think? Who did you think was older?
Yeah, I honestly didn't know.
Okay,
that hurts me.
I didn't know.
That's a win.
That was.
You
really
want to be
devastating.
Older? You just want to
I am the
stay
oldest
older.
Brother. Yeah.
I know, but you want to be older.
It's because he is.
I am.
You want to be you. let's switch gears, you guys, and talk cyclocross worlds. This weekend will be the all but Pidcock edition. You got to say that carefully, which is basically an opposite of last year, as was the absence of Lucinda Brand, last year's winner for the women. So we've got basically a guaranteed new world champion in cyclocross this weekend. Besançon, France is the location. I handed you guys out some very blurry printouts from our friends at the United Union Cycliste Internationale. And I gave you guys hopefully a chance to look at everything, unless you're like me, and we can talk about the fact that the sport has, especially cyclocross, has been kind of dominated by very specific riders, both in the men's and the women's this last year, regardless of the argument over start fees and people who've been being paid very handsomely to show up at races. Where several of the other riders aren't getting the same thing. which is what you see in the men's category. But that being said, those start fees apparently have paid off, because I don't know if I can't remember a better cyclocross season. No. And I've loved every single second of it. And I think one of those riders who gets those the incredible start fees is probably going to win this bad boy. So does anybody have anything outside of the norm of what you would pick? Or do you guys just want to jump right into the picks themselves?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, silence.
I don't know. Go ahead. I was just going to say that, you know, on the men's and women's side, there's just been, you know, just a few
such
handful.
Such a crush, and, yeah.
And Pidcock not showing up, he didn't really shine this whole year. It was not his year. And it really, if it was Wout that was there and no Vanderpool, it was just a Wout show. And
yeah,
same with Vanderpool, like this weekend.
Or the one Pidcock race where he had it and then he tried to
do a
kind of show off
whip
a little bit. And
yeah,
then
but Wout and Vanderpool weren't there
on
that one. So, yeah, it's, you know, getting back to the pay, I don't think they're getting paid to go to the Worlds.
No, exactly. So there's no, there's nothing like that. Yeah.
So, but it has been the closest, and I've watched it for the last like 4 years, between Matthew and
Wout,
those two, either one has a good year or the other. They're neck and neck. Mm-hmm. They are neck and neck, so it'll be an exciting race.
And it seemed like earlier in the season, Matthew Vanderpool was kind of coming into fitness, and it seems like he's got it now. And especially that if last week was the last week or 2 weeks ago,
Yeah,
if you missed the race, if you missed the race, go on YouTube and watch the last 7 minutes, and that's basically
the last lap of
the race.
Yeah,
both in the men's and women's in that race, and you know, I'll even go first, and I'll say, barring a hotel room incident with young girls pounding on his door in the middle of the night, I'm going to pick Matthew Vanderpool to win the men's, and for the women, I'm just basically apparently a gigantic fan of Alpecin Shampoo, because I'm also picking Puck Peters, who writes for Alpecin Shampoo. They're both Alpecin de Kooning.
I'll do Puck. I'll agree with you on that, but I'm going with Wout because Matthew's having problems with his back. It was a little bit better this weekend. So that's when they went head-to-head, I think Wout actually came ahead. So I'm going to roll the dice on that one.
I'm going to pick Puck Peters as well. And then I'm going to follow Paul's lead here. And I was going to pick Wout Van Aert anyways. Because if there is any sort of, I would say, out-of-the-norm terrain, I think that Wout is the one who is better equipped for that. So anything that, barring a gigantic catastrophe, I think that, I think those are mine.
Was it always that Wout was going to show up? Because I could have sworn he
thought
was
he
not
wasn't
for
gonna.
A while. That's what I was under the understanding.
I thought it was literally just going to be Matthew for a while. And that's why everybody's like, well, enjoy Rainbow, Matthew.
Yeah.
I thought he was in the whole time.
Oh, so did I.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
I honestly, like, I don't know. Yeah, if it's a technical course, Wout. But I haven't seen the course. And so I think Matthew hasn't, like, done as well. And he's been ramping up towards Worlds. So I would lean towards Matthew for The men's and then right. Puck for
and he's
women's.
Privatizing his Strava. You can't follow him on Strava.
What? Mm-hmm. Then his rights don't exist.
No, they don't.
Then he won't get his world medal because it didn't happen.
He's sitting home eating fake Chip Ahoy cookies.
Yeah,
Chip
with Mahomes. his cooch on his popcorn. Yep.
Nooch.
Oh, all right. Yeah,
cooch.
That's right.
Sorry.
Get that cooch off my popcorn.
David?
You know, I feel like a little bit like Pat listening to tires right now.
Yeah, right?
I don't know a lot about cyclocross, but I see here that this Jens Adams is Belgian, and from Racing Crits, I know you never mess with Belgians.
It's the second name on the list. You just
literally
like.
Literally because it says Belgium right next to it.
Number three, same with Belgium.
Blout. And his name is Belgian. Jens.
Yeah, and his name is Jens. So, yeah. You know. And then obviously,
shut up,
I want this puck person to puck things up. So.
Puck. Yeah.
But if, I puck have it no up. Idea what I'm talking about.
Puck it
I
up. Much
I like your choices.
You yeah, should pick you. Clara Hansinger because I want somebody to pick
That'd be
Clara
crazy,
Hansinger.
Crazy though if know. Like if this Jens Adam guy just
He's
like
Belgian.
Yeah
he wins. That'd be a, just like
what's
what
ranking?
If
what's his ranking
from out of nowhere?
The other person that I was thinking was
Jens
Lars Vanderhaar.
He's 10. Jens is 10.
Yeah.
Am I the only one
Van
that
Vanderhaar has not
he's
been
Belgian.
Doing so well.
Am I the only one that didn't know there was a David Vanderpool?
Yes. No, his brother's been there forever. Yeah, really? They race all and they
his
race
brother's
on the
older.
Road. Yeah.
Look at that.
Well,
yeah.
His UCI
it's like Peter
is
Sagan all over
very,
again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Like what's Peter's name? Brother's name?
Yuri.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yuri. Yuri.
Yuri.
Yuri.
Who cares about Yuri?
Whoa!
Let's be real.
Let's be real.
Like, let's
he
be
gets tagged along because his brother loves him.
Well, same
yeah,
with
you know a lot about
his posse.
That.
The shark.
Yeah.
Messina. I bring you into this
Messina.
World.
His brother would follow him everywhere he went.
He did. To every team.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
This is wow. What... This is what...
You
nope,
guys...
you know what? I'm going to cool it. I'm not going to drop an F-bomb.
So you take your brother everywhere you go?
Who was on Audi? Who was on River City first? Who was on Audi first? Who was on
but
the
but
first.
You know, why did they keep you?
God, you're the worst. Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Ow.
Mom. I drink to forget.
Yeah.
That's been there for a month. Trust me.
Let's finish this.
Yeah. Yeah. Bike racing continues, although somewhat diluted scale. Did anybody watch the Tour of San Juan? Paul, I know.
Oh,
probably
yeah.
I watched actually highlights. I didn't get too much involved.
Okay, mm-hmm. Because I can go out there and say it. The coverage was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
There were so terrible. Many. Now, mind you, I'm sure Venezuela doesn't have great
reception in,
know,
the middle of nowhere.
In the middle of nowhere. Yeah,
it's so a long straight
Argentina?
Road. It's
yeah.
Argentina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
You said Venezuela.
Did I say Venezuela? I meant Argentina.
Oh, okay.
It's all the same.
No, I apologize. I screwed up.
Oh.
So, yeah. No.
I didn't mean to call.
Yeah, it was, yeah, there were a lot of stretches in the stages where it was helicopter shots in the mountains because they didn't have the coverage to get to the race. And in some cases, it wasn't until probably the last 2 or 3K.
Well, did you see some of the straights
come back up.
On there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Just dead.
I was like, that's like a paradise for me.
Yeah.
Like, just long, straight road.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So
I just stick my head down and just, like, grind.
So you should watch the Saudi tour then.
Yeah, that's all
yeah.
There is.
No, oh, I know. I've been up to that God. Now.
UAE yeah. Tour.
Yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, am I wrong?
Is
it UAE?
No, it
oh,
is
UAE.
Saudi.
Yeah.
I'm
just
saying
oh,
UAE
my God. He's just correcting me left and right.
Yeah, yeah.
There's too many stupid
You're
races.
Still wrong, Dad.
I'm not a fan of the Saudi tour. I'm not. I don't give a shit about it. Because
I like
it.
It's a sprinter right boring. Now. It's just a sprint to yeah. See where they're at and see people lose their cell phones because they're hanging out.
That was brutal. Yeah. Who was it?
Jakobsen.
Yeah, Fabio Jakobsen.
Yeah,
the guy had his phone out, hit him right in the face, took his glasses off, and the phone hits the
40
ground.
Miles an hour.
Yeah, full sprint.
Oh,
yeah. And on top of it, the Mallorca Challenge I actually enjoyed, though, because it was the format of 5 single-day races back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
So every rider gets another day.
Yeah.
You know?
And who won the last day?
Nielsen Palace.
Mm-hmm.
Nielsen Palace. Oh, yeah.
It was a great, that was a great, great day racing.
Yeah.
He was played it smart.
Yeah.
He's. Mm-hmm. I think he's a big-day rider. He
yeah,
can have,
he
could have a classic, I think.
Yep, I think so, too.
A Trois de Bessage starts tomorrow, and I remember that being a good race last year. I don't know why.
I thought so, too, because I remember watching it.
Yeah. All right, let's get to tonight's topic, shall we? Yes, we probably should. It actually coincides with tonight's Ask Dr. David. I want to talk about the lifelong cyclist and the pros and cons of such a lifestyle. So before we get to the big issue of the question itself, everybody in this room, where is cycling on your list of priorities in your life? If you had to say the top five, where would cycling be? Would it be in that top five? And if so, what number would it be? And I assume you might have a spouse or family member listening, so choose incredibly wisely. But you can wink at me if we know it's higher than that.
I can start this one.
Okay.
Paul's looking both eyes. Look over here!
David?
It's definitely in the top five.
Yeah.
Have to put the wife and family
sure
above it.
No, you have to. You mm-hmm. really have to.
I feel like I'm supposed to put work above it.
Yeah.
But I don't think I can.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably number three for me, honestly. Like, I think because I can't do a good job at work if I don't get time on the bike and time to myself. So it's, I'm going to say it's number three behind my wife and then my family.
I would say number two, only that I would combine wife and family. Like, if any one yep. of them are yep. calling,
whamly,
then it's like, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Then it's like, oh, yeah, no, I need to do that. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, if Jeff ever listens to this, it is about work. It is
yeah.
100% about work. Because, yeah. like, I am a way better person when I can ride my bike.
Yep.
You know, and especially in healthcare, like having to deal with other people's aches and pains and stuff. If you're, like, not purging that from your soul on the bike, and it's like, oh God, it's draining.
Paul?
Yeah, I would put it.
Something in your eye, man. You okay? Yeah.
Wow, yeah. I just seem to be yeah. blinking a lot. Well, like, here's a little story about.
It's practice twice.
Sean Kelly.
Okay.
So, Sean Kelly lost a race in the sprint, and his wife was sitting on their brand new car. On the fender. And he goes, and when he finished, he crosses the line. She's waiting there. And he says, get off the car. And she goes, I swear, your priorities are the car first, bicycling, then me. And he goes, you're wrong. It's cycling, the car, then you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's terrible.
You're still married. So.
Wow.
That's a legendary quote. So I don't know how accurate it is. But, it is. Cycling became, obviously, you still have to bring it back, and sometimes
sure
I've found there's where I put it before family, and that's never a good thing, but it's wife and family, or if they're in need, yeah,
sure,
I'm done.
Yeah,
yep,
you have to. Mm-hmm.
That's easy. Like, yeah, you can think of people that you know we all know people that like put the bike first, and it's
yeah and just in tears. It
yeah.
just
yeah
yeah
yeah yep.
Yeah, they were probably red Pinarellos.
Probably.
With disc brakes and yeah. electronic mm-hmm. shifting.
Electronic shifting.
Yeah.
Hey, Jackson, where do you put it? I mean, you're new to this. You're starting the whole family thing.
Yeah, I'm 3 years. Yeah. I don't know if I'm like terribly new, but I think that.
No, I just mean new to the whole family, and the priorities are building.
I mean, you know. We've been together for what, 7 years? So it's like, I think it's like Sam was saying, I kind of combine the soon to be wife and family mm-hmm. into one. And then, yeah, it probably is the bike and then work.
Really?
Cause it's funny. Cause when I'm at work, sometimes I think I do this to make money so I can live my life and like yeah. ride my bike.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, as terrible as that sounds, but I do really have a passion for what I do. In terms of work, but I do really treat cycling as like a very large part of my life. So probably a two.
It's mm-hmm. such an important
two or
outlet.
A three.
It is.
Yeah.
When somebody asks you about yourself, like tell me about yourself. About how long until you mention the sport?
That I'm faster than my brother and I'm also taller. It's about the second thing out of my mouth.
Yeah, but he's a better dancer. I've seen him. I just thought I'd throw it out there.
God.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah.
Does it come out really quickly?
I don't feel like it.
Well, I'm a...
Yeah, it comes out very quickly.
Usually you say what you do for a living.
Yeah.
And then
what do you like
that,
to do? I like to ride my bike.
I'm a bike racer.
Yeah, I am obsessed with bikes. It's probably how I most
And then they
often.
Say something and you're like, what's the longest you've ever ridden? 130 miles. Wow, at once? Yes, at once.
You've only ridden 130 once?
No, at once, at one time.
No, I know. City. You've only done that 130 in one sitting. You know what?
He's bragging.
I mean, so that's like...
I got a medal when I did it, though.
Yeah, and you got
I got
to
a
just...
YouTube video.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you make money off of it?
Congratulations on that. Are there any sports that you... Other sports that you actively participate in or that have taken away... That have gone away because of your obsession with the sport?
Yeah. Soccer.
Was that a choice? Was that, I mean, or is that just a natural progression for you?
Yeah, I guess you could say a natural progression. I stopped playing soccer, and then cycling was just the next thing. But then I still had a very large interest in the sport of soccer itself, which I still do, but it's not as big as I drink out of a World Cup glass. But... Yeah, it's definitely transitioned over into cycling.
My downhill skiing has disappeared. Mm-hmm. I was a downhill ski racer first before I became a cyclist. And my father looked at me one day and he's like, dude, you picked the two most expensive sports on the planet. You got to pick one. And I picked bike racing and my skiing
life. You made a good choice, by the way.
Well, my skiing life, I love skiing. I love downhill skiing. I haven't done it in 3 years. And it's kind of missing in my life. But
does Michelle like to downhill ski?
Not anymore.
I asked you because, like, for me, I honestly, like, God, I'm so similar to Paul in this way that it's like I would just ride my bike every single day. That's all I ever want to do.
Do it, really.
That's all I would do. And like I do enjoy hiking. I do enjoy cross country skiing. But those are because my wife likes to do them.
Yeah.
So that's why I ask, is because like. If Michelle was, you know, thinking like, I want to go downhill skiing, you'd go tomorrow.
I probably would. Yeah. But now I'm at the point where it's like she doesn't like to do it anymore. She doesn't like being wet and cold.
Yeah.
And I don't blame her.
Yeah. So then you just bike.
Yeah. And so I just sit on the Zwift.
I stopped rock climbing because it just kind of felt like it was counterproductive to road biking. You know, your arms get bad.
Isn't that?
Live that T-Rex life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
I was into rowing in college. I missed that desperately. And you know, it's a different type of a team effort. And that I really did enjoy that. There's no way I was going to, you know, join a rowing club.
We could do that.
Outside of that. But no.
I grew up rowing.
Did you?
Yep.
Yeah. It's funny.
Just make
for
a
me,
team and team.
Yeah, that's it. You know, yeah.
I made my transition. I got into golf like my senior year in high school.
Golf?
And that takes up. Yeah.
You?
Yes.
God, that,
and I even have a hole in one in my history. Wow. I still have the clipping that was in the Spokesman Review. So,
wow.
But the thing is that golf is. I
just blew my mind. Yeah. I mean,
it's a mental game. It really is.
What,
and
the
I
hole
like
in one,
part.
Or the fact that he cut it out of the Spokesman Review?
No, the fact that he ever played golf.
I played football, basketball, baseball. I tried everything, and football. That's a short. Short-lived. You'll never, you know, for me, I was just high school. They asked me to walk on it at Eastern. I'm like, they're going to saw me in two. You know, these guys are just muscle heads. Basketball was something that I had okay talent, but I played, you know, when I was in college intramural, and then did anytime I did pick up games, different places and church clubs and stuff like that, you know, leagues and stuff. And that one I could play, but when people start snapping their Achilles when they got older, I thought, well, I'm done with that. And then
golf.
Baseball was fun, but that is just too much for, you know, to try and get involved. Yeah. I did enjoy that, but golf was one of those things that I could – I always had my golf clubs when I was in college. I actually took a short-term loan so I could go golf spring quarter. So, but then the thing is – I got into cycling. I couldn't
do
both.
Sam's eyes are about to fall out of his face because it's like you are not the golf type. You're too.
That blows my mind.
You're too revenge and angry, Phil.
Yeah, the thought of you like meditating on a golf course is like I can't think of something that has actually confused me this much.
Like I hit a tee shot and Paul goes, "Oh, you got a hold of that one."
Yeah. Oh my god!
For show, but for dough. Fuck golf.
It w- well, to me, it was challenging because you'll never ever master it, and that was the appeal. I know I'll never be good. Same with cycling.
I'll never be a climber, but I'm okay riding mountains.
But the thing is what happened was, is like that wasn't my true passion.
Okay.
And I'm gonna go back to Stu, that I went and visited down there, and he went down there and he said he was golfing a lot, and he'd ride. And every time he was golfing, you see cyclists go by, and he's like, ah, I need to go for a ride.
Yeah.
He says, I finally cut out golfing. I never go by a golf course thinking, I should be golfing. And that's how I am. It's like, man, I don't miss it at all. But at that time, I was pretty big into golf.
I'm so bitter about golf.
It's like going by the 7 mile, downriver. Downriver.
When somebody's about to putt, I just want to go, eat shit.
Nice shot.
Miss it, Noonan. Miss it.
Noonan.
Sucks to be you.
Yeah.
No. Be the
ball. Yeah. I just hate that. I hate the game. I think it's because I was forced to play it as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And I played it with my father. And my father was such a ready-to-play, high-stress kind of guy. And so he would kick my ball because we're playing too slowly because I couldn't hit it far enough. So basically that's saying like, hey, buddy, thanks for coming out and play with me, but you suck.
I have a great,
Yeah. My dad doesn't listen this far into the show, so I'm so good. Are there any physical issues that have been caused by cycling that have been... I want to talk about the negative elements. Physical issues that you found toward the sport that has caused you. For example, I mean, I've always been like, my legs are the strongest thing in the world, but oh shit, my shoulders suck because I don't pay any attention to them and stuff like that. Have you guys found any ongoing issues or aches and pains? I know, Jackson, you've had a knee issue that's ongoing from one big ride on a poorly fit bike.
Yep. That's it.
That's it.
Yep.
And it still comes back?
Here and there, not really that much anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially with, this guy sitting over here.
Yeah.
But, hey, magic hands.
Magic hands. The witch doctor.
But yeah, no, that's that's about it. I mean, we all got the roadie neck, but.
I know. That's what my first thought was when you were asking that question is look at everyone in this room.
I'm
arrow
AF. We have shit posture.
Like
a terrible posture.
Yeah.
What's up? Like Mitch McConnell. I don't know about that.
It's like you could just literally fold this into an office chair and you could just see the same thing all
day. If we
day.
Had suspenders, it could very well likely pull our shoulders together in the center. Just, pull
like Calvin together. Jones.
Yeah.
Exactly. Guy was all ribs.
Yeah. What I'm fortunate about is that, like, for my back, actually, because I have bad back issues, is...
As Jackson's cracking.
Right.
Well, I'm just, without a back support. Yeah.
But I have a thing they call a spondy, which is where my spine will slip forward. And so that actually is really conducive to riding a bike because it puts me in a flexed position. So it's actually really good for my back. Yeah. But there's definitely other things. Like any other cyclist has weak hips, which I definitely have. It's not conducive to getting through your daily life, all that stuff. So I've, developed those from biking, which I still wouldn't change it.
So that takes us to the question for David here. The theory that overdoing it, such as being a lifelong cyclist, can actually lead to heart issues.
Buckle up.
What?
Buckle up.
Yeah.
This is a lecture.
And many top pros have dealt with it. Sean Yates is one that comes to mind. There were several other that I had listed. And, of course,
Leonard
I didn't
Zinn.
Type him out. Leonard Zinn.
Yeah. Leonard Zinn,
I mean, like pros.
Sonny Cabrelli, was he one of them?
Sonny Cabrelli. Yeah, Cabrelli.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Michael Rogers, who's a big successful winner of one of the Tour of Californias.
And locally, too. I mean, there's a ton of riders that have been riding since your guys' era that have had
just
to go
can't
in
do
and,
it.
Yeah,
which is a specter, another thing that keeps me up at 5 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, that I'm just like, what happens to the day that I can't do this? I can't say that, but so your general thoughts, gentlemen. We always ask the group first before we go to David here in terms of what you guys think about the theory of this. Is it legit? Is it genetic? Is it due to repeated stress? Is it due to drinking too much beer? Is it due to dancing in a forest before John Proctor came along and found you? That's a literary reference of the Crucible that nobody's going to get.
Mm-mm. I get
really
it.
Really fell flat. No. Really
I was in flat. The play.
Yeah, you were. Yeah. Yeah. There we go. Yeah.
Over my head.
Jokes aren't landing tonight. initial thoughts. Anybody? Jackson, go first. You think it's a fact or crap?
Man, I can't make a joke about this one, so this is it's not going to be as good.
Sure you can. Kill them all. Let God sort it out.
Yeah.
Oh.
Catholic way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that it's a real thing. I think that the repeated stress is probably what gets it, though. Obviously, it could be a genetic thing. I know that some people do have like heart issues that could be passed down. I had a friend in high school, because you know in high school you have PE and then you have to wear the heart rates and
yeah.
And his heart rate when he would just like be walking out there was already like in the 160s, 170s, like pushing that high heart rate zone. And so like I know that was like a genetic issue, but I think those are the two factors that I think really heavily kind of affect it.
Do you want me to go? You probably have a bias. You probably already know.
Yeah.
Your shit.
Well, I have. Yeah, I have some information, but do you want Paul to go first?
I'll let Paul go. Yeah.
I think it's a mixture of things. I think genetics has a big, big factor. I think a lot of people discount that. We have a tendency to, in every aspect of every illness, everything that we think that everybody's going to be affected by whatever virus or whatever. If you do this exercise, you'll get your cardio. That's going to work. I mean, that's going to fix the problem. And it really depends. My father was extremely low heart rate, and I had that too. Even when he was 80 years old, they said his heart was as good as a 60-year-old. So mine, the last time I had a physical, same thing. It doesn't seem to have that. I think that's the biggest factor, but I think also what you put into your body and what kind of exercise you do, you know, physical activity based on your genetic ability is probably the big point.
So genetics and what you put into your body. Let's ask Hydrox Boy over here who's sucking down the cheap Oreos.
Or the ketos.
The ketos. They're still over there. Yeah.
So my knowledge on this is that your heart is a muscle. Right. And so if you stress your heart enough, you get hypertrophy. So the muscles overdevelop and those will grow. And so you can't actually expand enough then. So you can't take in as much blood. So then this is where you start to have some of the David's going to have the terminology for this.
Is he stealing your thunder, David?
No. Yeah. Heart issue.
Dude shook his head.
Like,
on audio
a
podcast.
Lot of cyclists, you know, will like have hypertrophy of their mitochondrial muscle and muscles.
You just made those last three words up.
No.
Okay, fine.
Okay. So, and then, anyway, that will go down, you know, or it doesn't really go down the same as like another muscle will hypertrophy or atrophy. And so you'll get these arrhythmias and so on and so forth if you are stressing your heart and taking it off. I do think that there's genetic mutants out there, like,
like X-Men?
Who is the guy that is like 40 years
Wolverine?
Old and still racing for a movie star?
Oh, it's Alejandro Valverde.
Thank you.
Alejandro Valverde.
That guy's a genetic mutant. Why is he 40 and racing in the World Tour? There is probably 1% of the 1% that are racing in that.
Yeah.
So I would leave it at that. I would say that there are actually like physical changes that happen in the heart with racing at a high level and stressing your heart. But then there are also genetics that, you know, could either prevent that, or if you are stressing it for a long period of time, it leads to an issue.
You guys are scaring the shit out of me. David.
Mm. You want me to make you feel better?
Tell me I'm going to be okay.
Joe?
Or not.
Well, I mean, as with all the other things, you guys are mostly right here. It certainly is a real thing. There's a higher prevalence of the arrhythmia that y'all are referring to is called atrial fibrillation. That's what happens. It's where the top of the heart, basically, don't you do electrician stuff? This is an electrical problem.
Yeah.
This is like the
it
the,
is electric.
Yeah, so this is a heart electrical problem. Basically, the top of the heart starts freaking out and sending all these weird impulses down to the bottom. It's called atrial fibrillation. It's actually super common in unhealthy people. Mm-hmm. So the weird thing is that there's a high prevalence in healthy, extreme endurance athletes. And it's not 100% understood why, but it's probably because either you are stressing your heart during extreme endurance. You can actually measure enzymes that we use in heart attack after somebody who's run a marathon. If somebody runs a marathon and you took a blood sample immediately afterwards, they would have a slight elevation in this enzyme that looks like a heart attack because their heart was just stressed to a point that it basically leaks a protein that says, I'm injured. And then the consequence of that is scarring. So more so than hypertrophy, it's that you get this scarring in your heart, and then you get atrial fibrillation. But I think Paul's 100% right that not all extreme athletes get this.
Yeah.
And the other thing that to make you feel better, Paul or Pat, is that you have to be like a world tour level cyclist that's doing this every single day for 15 years straight. So none of us in this room, like, I mean,
or even racing like a full calendar at our level, right? Yeah. Like if you were like doing a full race schedule and like pushing yourself really hard in the 1-2s,
yeah,
then you're getting up to like 190 beats per minute.
Sure, for a couple of years, but if you keep doing that forever and ever and ever, eventually you might end up scarring your heart a little bit and developing atrial fibrillation. But you also might be lucky, like Paul's saying, and have great genetics and it'll never affect you, or you could be unlucky and get it pretty early. So all that to be said, I don't think anybody should change their exercise habits worrying about getting this arrhythmia.
I'm worrying.
I don't think you should worry.
You took plenty of years off.
Yeah. There you go. You're totally golden.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, that's right.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody should worry about if you are exercising to the point that you get atrial fibrillation, this is something people live with their whole life. It does not kill you. It's a treatable condition. And if you're exercising that much, you have so much else going for you that I don't think anybody should worry about it. It shouldn't stop you from riding your bike.
Is it genetic?
And so I don't know. And I don't think anybody knows the answer to that. But yeah. I'm sure as with everything else, there's some people that are more likely to get it with a certain amount of activity than others.
Is there a test or prevention methods one way or the other that you would know of?
Stress test?
The test would be you're riding your bike and all of a sudden you're in atrial fibrillation and you'll feel it. You can't provoke it.
And there's middle of nowhere by yourself. Yeah.
But we have a friend that literally will sit in zone 2 and all of a sudden it's like
he goes from 160 to 220 for his heart rate, but you feel horrible. But it's not life threatening. It's not like the guy on the football field that
got
hit.
Yeah.
He died. You don't die from this. You just feel horrible. And the solution is either drugs or they shock you out of it.
Yeah. Chloe Dygert.
Yeah.
Who's just having this issue.
Yeah.
She is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, there's no test. There's no prevention. And in my mind, the more you exercise, the more benefits you do for yourself long-term, for survival, for cardiovascular benefits. So you really should not worry about it at all.
So ride your bike.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say people at this table, our exercise is not going to probably... We're not pro tour. We're not somebody like average. You or I are not going to push that.
Good weeks, so. If I could do 15 to 20 hours a week every single week, probably wouldn't.
And the rides where we go out and try to throttle each other.
Yeah.
Probably not.
It's not enough, right? Like we'd have to do that 5 days a week.
For years.
Okay. Let's do
it. So game on.
Yeah. Yeah. Bring it.
Your heart hasn't stopped yet, Pat.
Yeah.
Let's all try to get
battle harder.
But I think this brings up, because there's a lot of list of old pros that have problems.
Yeah.
And most of the ones that we know are during, I'm not suggesting that they did drugs, but that was a
during
rampant
period.
Yeah. And you start putting in synthetic hormones and stuff like that. That does will contribute to that.
Yeah.
That is a known factor.
Yeah,
and I'm not pointing fingers, but they came those with Sonny Cambrelli is probably
the most
outside
recent,
of that, and that sound to me when I talk to people about it that in the medical there's more a genetic possibly genetic situation his deal, but when you have a list of guys you're like, oh that was and they were in the dirty list so.
Yeah. Their blood was as thick as cornstarch.
Yeah,
for 5 years.
Yeah.
That heart's just going. Oh God.
A little hypothetical situation. Could you imagine if you were to end up in this scenario? how would you react? We just received the information that all of you place cycling in the top three of your life's priorities. How would you react? Quit altogether? Go e-bike shopping? Only ride indoors? Only ride bike paths? Fetal position in your basement for your remaining days of life? Kleenex boxes on your feet? How would you react to something like that? Jackson hasn't spoken for a little bit, so I'm going to throw you the death sentence.
I mean, clearly it's not a death sentence. As
if you
we
say
were
golf,
yeah.
If you say golf, no. I'm disowning you.
I mean,
he's disowned me.
Yeah. I think e-bike shopping is a really great place to start. But then I think that, as we've just heard, it's a treatable condition. To be able to kind of work through that, I think, and just take time and be patient. Would be important. And then, I mean, I wouldn't stop riding my regular bike either, you know. It just it would depend on how hard I would have to like how hard I could go, which for me mentally is a difficult you know hurdle to jump over. But sometimes when you get those things, you just gotta cope, and those I think would be the two ways I would kind of handle it.
Who raised him?
He's
I don't know. Dude. This is why he's like. This is why he doesn't understand that you're 30. It's like, whoa, you act like you're like a teenager.
Yeah. His mom is a hypochondriac, and I am obviously throughout many episodes on this show that I'm a lunatic.
I don't know where it's. Was it just that you had to be mature?
Or we had a really good-looking mailman.
Yeah, that could be. Although there's too many similarities.
There are too many.
Should look at a picture.
Skipped a generation.
Yeah. Look at a picture of you at 23 years old. It is uncomfortable how similar you and I look.
So you're screwed.
Except you don't have the beard oil.
Yes, he does. Now
I
he
do.
Does.
I just don't wear it. Because I'm just beard stash.
I would get a cardio version. If I needed to. No, man. If it really came down to it, like I said, my priorities
are
family.
You'd lay off the gooch on your popcorn.
I'd lay off the gooch on
gooch.
My popcorn.
Gooch.
Oh, gooch. Okay.
That's a disgusting way to say that.
I was going to put that into the name on this podcast,
nooch,
but I'm like, going,
yeah,
ah,
but you need to go nooch. Red flag, needs to be nooch, not gooch on the popcorn.
Nooch.
Put
on
your
my
nooch,
corn.
Not your gooch on your popcorn.
Yep.
I don't know if you should necessarily title
you should. That's what you
on
should
my
do.
Corn.
Yeah.
Nooch
on,
my corn.
On my corn. Let's see what comes up. You might have a bunch of new followers.
That's
he's
a porno.
Got the juice.
But like, okay, I'll synopsis this with like the priorities of like 1 to 2, right? Biking being number 2.
Yeah.
1 is family, and like I wouldn't want to, you know, have to like put my family through the issue of dealing with me being out on a bike and my heart stops, you know. So I would find other activities. I'm endless. And like I have a friend right now who is getting to an age where like it's dangerous for him to be trying to bike at that level.
Sure.
You know him. Bozo. Mm-hmm. And he's texting me about his e-bike. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he was just like, "You want to do laps up Mount Spokane?" And I was like, "You know what? I do." And I'm ready to cry on your wheel. And
oh my God, it's like a motor pace.
Yeah, it's like motor. It's like if you want a motor pace, let's go. And you know what? That's awesome. And I would just do that. God, I would steamroll all you mother truckers.
And Mr. Bozo has a family problem of hearts.
Yeah, exactly. So it's one of those things where it's like it's not worth it. And I would still go out and ride with you guys, but I'd be like, hang on.
Yeah. Wow.
To my e-bike.
Yeah.
And
then I just heckle you the whole time.
I'm still too new to the e-bike realm, and I don't know if I could ride with you guys on an e-bike because I'd be just like going.
I wouldn't give you a hard time. That would
hard
actually.
Enough.
I would
not going
I would give
hard
you,
enough. You know, it's. It would take a long time for me to swallow that pill.
Yeah. I would rather be out riding with you on an e-bike than like you being at home, and I'd be like, man, that's a bummer that.
Yeah,
you know.
No, I agree, but I just it would be a slow adaptation.
I'd heckle you more for not riding an e-bike.
Yeah, I would, and that just means you're a decent good person. Yeah. No, I meant it. I mean, you're a good person. I mean, that would be just like, come on, man, let's go ride.
No, I'm on an e-bike. I forgot to charge my e-bike.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
I'm like, oh, you dumbass. That's shit David does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I would.
Rip on.
That's something that David would do.
Did you go electronic shifting on the new bike?
Oh yeah.
Charge those batteries, man.
Wait until... No, don't tell him that. Hey, Wait until the first time he shows up and he has to ride the entire time in this little ring up front, little
crash gear.
This is why I honestly think the SRAM system's pretty sweet, because you get two batteries.
Yep.
So somebody like me who's gonna forget, because you got a front
derailleur
and a
reel. You can
switch
front to back, yeah.
And you decide, like, yeah, I just need a rear derailleur. I actually think that's a pretty good idea.
Why do you have a front derailleur battery? If you're Paul, you just don't shift out.
That's true. Paul, nailed you do get a single speed. Yeah, but
you look at his small chainring, and it's like... That is just
I've got a
sparkling.
Picture of my it last time I broke down my bike, and I turned it, you know, spindle out so it's on the inside.
There's nowhere.
The 50, yeah, the 39 is barely Legend. Even marked.
Is
and I used 30, that on.
It's a 54 is your big ring though, or is
no,
it 55?
55. 55 is on my TT 56. Bike. 56. Yeah. I wish they made them. I'd be putting them on there. So,
and his knees are like that's every pedal stroke.
60 years old, and they're screaming, and they're still cranking over. I was just saying.
You know. Is that OEM equipment there?
OEM.
Oh, yeah. He's not messing around. Hey, you guys, time for quick tips with Bike Fit Sam. I hope you got one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Brought to you by the one and only Ambassador Cycling. Get to ambassadorcycling.com today. Get fit to get fit.
Yeah, I did. So coming up on that time of year when you got to have some continuing education. You know, checked off. So I was doing a lot of that on my vacation. And you know what? There are Bike Fit continuing education for PTs. Really? It's awesome. Really? So
the whole saddle thing was wrong.
All right, let's start from the beginning.
Remove
so
the
erase
saddle,
everything
sit on the
I've
post.
Ever said. Yeah. No, but like one thing.
Who needs
that,
a saddle?
Because you got chamois cream in your asshole.
And you never have enough chamois cream. Yeah.
When coming out of your bibs.
Yeah,
enough.
Never enough. Like you talk to me once
cream
you...
Cream cheese through a cheesecloth. It's enough.
Too much, Sam. Too much.
Jesus, it's bleeding through the pores of the Lycra. Those are brand new shorts. And they're ASOS.
Yeah.
It's a fine thread Lycra there. Yeah, man. Yeah.
So I will say that like my big quick tip for this week is... It kind of feeds into you, the shoulder pain, right? Yeah. So, like, I was having some pretty bad mid-back and then neck pain. And I was like, man, weird. Can't figure this one out. And I tried, like, lowering my saddle. Yeah, the bike fitter doesn't know everything, right? You know, when it comes to his own bike fit.
Okay, yeah.
And so I have previously gone over to the guy that I trained with and gotten a bike fit. This one, turns out I needed to lower my handlebars. So, like, a lot of the time, if you have pain, if you have pain in the middle of your scap, I was almost at a neutral level. So I was like, I need to get up a little bit higher. But then when I would pay attention to when I was riding, I was, like, stooping down into my shoulders, right? So I was, like, kind of squeezing my shoulder blades together because you're trying to get lower. So lower your handlebars, and then you can get more of a neutral scapula.
Wow.
Yep.
That's I believe back me. In the day we called it slamming your stem.
Slam that stem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
but
that is not the case for everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
There's also other adjustments with 4.5 of saddle, stem length, all that. But for me, it was just lowering the stem, and it was pretty significant.
Because
so
the pain
one centimeter.
Was between the shoulder blades?
Yeah, pain was between the shoulder blades and then the neck. So I was like, I was kind of like this.
Yeah.
Right? Because I was trying to get lower as opposed to like if it's low enough, then you're sitting in neutral.
Drop your stem well enough. You feel like
not
you're
everybody should do it.
Feel
hey,
like not
you're
everybody.
You feel like you're riding downhill all the time, and your balls are gone.
Yeah,
you can't even feel.
Yeah,
them
if you can't
just
feel
tip your
nuts,
saddle up like 7 degrees, and that'll hold you
a solid 45.
Yeah,
that did not cause your ED.
You will not have kids.
It was psycho. It was what psychogenic.
Yeah,
it's psychogenic.
Not. Cyclogenic.
Yeah.
You guys, before I conclude, I want to talk about the decline of the cycling magazine. This is going to be a short topic because there aren't any left. As of last check, the majority of premier cycling publications have either closed completely, cut back drastically, or become a laughing stock of what they once were. High Outside Magazine. Mm-hmm. You guys, I
Hate you. Hate you. So that's a full one because he had a half before.
That was one.
Right, yeah. Right.
So
yeah.
Am I at my full three then?
Yeah. You're at full okay. three.
I'm not sure if I know what Outside magazine did.
They purchased Velo News, Cycling Tips, a bunch of other...
And shuttered them.
Yeah, and they said, okay, reorganizing. So Cycling Tips podcast has not been... Yeah. It's gone.
Right.
They just released...
Velo News, too.
On a personal note, they just released something that I consider really not very good journalism on Mariah Wilson.
Yeah.
And how it was all taken.
On the other podcast, you called it what? Clickbait.
That's
a sensitive subject.
I think that's a company that really understands how to attract clicks, mm-hmm. but they don't understand
dollars and not journalism.
So, do you guys have any history with bike magazines? Was there anyone that you were just like Paul could go for hours? Yeah, but Jackson, were there any in the house that you were just like, oh my?
Peloton, I'll tell you what, can...
Peloton was great.
Visually can...
They're gone, too.
I know, that's disappointing, but visually, magazine. They can draw you in like no other. I still have some of the issues that you gave me sitting in like this little like video game bike room I have as decorations. I mean, they could create covers that were like art. It was really... I really appreciated that part.
I think that was the thing I'm missing about cycling magazines the most was the photography and holding it in your hand, the pictures.
Still pictures, there's still a room for that. And I think being a generation now that we're so into video, there to freeze frame somebody that's suffering that one second that these guys are, you could see the pain or, I know that we glorize but even sweat dripping off their nose. I mean, in a position with that motion doesn't catch.
Yeah.
A Ruler was top notch, and
they're still alive.
Mm-hmm. That's about the only one
of the last ones.
I mean, Paul, what you're describing right now is what I appreciated so heavily about acting. Is you can see somebody experiencing a situation that is not real at the moment, mm-hmm. but they can convey it in such a real way.
Yeah,
and when you get to experience that emotion with them, and I feel like a still image helps you kind of experience that emotion in the moment.
Yeah,
just well put. by the facial expressions that they.
Live theater, that really presents.
Which is also a dying art form, let's be honest. Yeah, you know, did you guys have any go-tos that you were like?
Velo News and Peloton were my... I always had those.
Road Bike Magazine.
Winning.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I didn't subscribe Road to bike. That, but if I was like... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just like looking at all the new bikes out there, all the new equipment. Like, where do you go to compare everything nowadays?
Yeah. Working at a bike shop was awesome because we had all the bike magazines. And then you just have to rip off the cover and send that in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get you.
And so
your money
I
back.
Had
yeah.
every magazine.
What do you mean rip off the cover?
So,
and send it in?
So you have a publication winning.
Yeah.
Winning
was brilliant, by the way, and that's too old.
That's
we're too
way
old.
Too
bicycling,
old.
Bicycle, magazine, road bike action, mountain bike action.
Sure.
You take that and you send it to the publisher, and they credit you because it wasn't sent to, but. You get to keep the rest of it. You just don't have the cover. So you get to take that home. When you work at a bike shop,
amazing.
You got a free magazine. So,
really?
Yeah, it's like you just didn't have the cover.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
It's like, here, we're gonna recycle these if you don't want it.
Yeah.
It's like, dibs. I took all of them.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, you mentioned... Again,
I have Velo News and Winning, I think, in this house here somewhere, you know, because I'm a hoarder. But.
You mentioned in your other... podcast that you're in.
You can say it. The Cycling Legends. Yeah,
Legends,
which are who are trying to reinvent how cycling is presented. Yeah,
and I heard the last
audio
one.
Magazine.
Yeah, the last one. And you guys were battling this. And I think it is a niche. And just like the idiot that I am, you know, there's some people that just, I don't want electronic shifting or disc brakes. I'm just happy where I'm at.
Yeah.
There is, I think there's a small portion of that. And we're into... What Outside Magazine has done is like it's all about profit, and that's what, you know, I'm always soapbox right now. But, you know, manufacturers are like, we're going to – I don't care if disc brakes doesn't fit. You know, I mean, it's not perfect in every situation. This is the way we're going. This is where you're going to go.
Yeah.
I don't like that. But we don't have the power to change that. But, but the thing is that, like – stage theater, I'd rather see stage theater as opposed to a movie any day, I'd rather go to a bike race and see the pain and still photos than action. Action, you know, like a video is great to see the whole thing, but mm-hmm. to capture the essence of what the sport is mm-hmm. or what acting is or whatever, that is really important. And I think there's a small portion of people that will probably pay. I'd pay $200 a month. I used to subscribe to Rulair.
Yeah, yeah.
But it started not a getting cheap subscription. To... No, yeah. It wasn't, but I hit them right before they went away from... They started adding gravel because it was really big. Yeah. I'm thinking, I'm paying a lot of money for something I don't care about. You know? And that was my decision. Yeah. But they had to expand because they were losing subscribers because there was something new, and I understand that. But hopefully...
Peloton was even talking about, I remember several of the articles were tailored towards the lifestyle. They would talk about, you know, they'd have beer recommendations. They'd have, bands. Yeah. They'd have, mm-hmm. you know, music and stuff like that associated with it, which is that lifestyle element, which I uh-huh. which I just, it breaks my heart that those kinds of things are gone. But I think that globally, I think that the majority of us don't need to hold the physical magazine in our hands anymore. And that's, I mean, am I wrong?
I mean, I don't know. I went through PTA school and graduated 2020, so recently. Yeah. And I printed off every single one of my slides.
Yeah.
Like, I need to, like, man, the, you know, magazine.
Do you see all the paper on this bar?
Yeah.
I could have my notes on a screen, yeah. but I choose to, you know.
Yep.
It's just,
I never did.
Me neither.
4 years and two of them being in COVID, I still never printed anything.
That's insane. I had so many of my classmates who were like doing the notes on the, you know, like,
yeah. whatever the computer
thing yeah. that they did.
Jackson, would you subscribe to a magazine to hold it in your hand, or would you take it free if it were on your iPad?
I think I would. I mean, I would be willing to kind of support something like that because I think that, first of all, a journalist and a writer, as mm-hmm. I mean, as somebody who has...
That's what's being lost.
What I was going to say is, this might sound pretentious, but as somebody who did study English for like 2.5 years, I found that the act of writing takes a lot more than just sitting down and doing it. Yeah, I mean, there's so much research and creativity and like...
Angles.
Yeah, and angles mm-hmm. that come into it that it's not easy, and I think that it's a true art form that we take advantage of. I mean, my fiance, she prefers the physical book all the time, and I'm sorry if I'm being long-winded here, but
no,
I definitely would, because I think there is the art form of seeing the art that is the cover, and then the way that they like put it together. I think that it is something that deserves a physical creation.
Mm-hmm. I think it's an experience.
Yeah,
when you sit down with a magazine, it's an experience.
Right.
More mm-hmm. than.
That is definitely the best way of shortening what I said.
Yeah.
No.
But for an example, there's a book that came out that Stu suggested years ago. It's The Milkman, something, blah, 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 blah. But it's about this guy, this journalist who goes through Belgium and starts following races. And he gives history behind it's a detail of the race itself and then the history of Belgium, which is really complex. And it, he told me about it, and so I downloaded it and started reading it on my iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And Stu said, did you ever pick up that book? And I said, yeah, I downloaded it on you know, my iBooks. And he's like, oh, I have the hard copy. I was going to give that to you. I can guarantee you, if I had the hard copy, I would read that more really? Than I do on my iPad.
Because
my eyes get tired. You got the light.
And there are so many other things on your iPad that you can be like, I'm not interested at this moment, so I jump around.
Exactly right. I'd rather have a book. I know that I'd probably be done with that book if it wasn't for it being on my iPad.
See, I think a magazine deserves a physical presentation when I think books can be read that mm-hmm. way. But I think when you make a magazine, it's too hard.
Pictures of it and everything.
Yeah, it's too hard to navigate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's,
And to ruin everything. You don't want to take your iPad into the shitter.
Yeah. Paul has something to say.
Paul takes this in the shower.
Yeah, there's bike races going on. There's all kinds of.
He's got a sleeve. It
all set up. He's just got an OtterBox for it, so it can go
wet and dry. And I've got Liz's JBL little box, and it shoots into my shower, and I'm watching it.
Yes. You can wipe down an iPad to counter that argument. You can't wipe down your magazine.
Yeah. You can pee on there an you iPad.
Go. Yeah, I mean, wipe down with Clorox wipes. I mean, they're sanitizable.
Okay, Dr. Dave.
Why are we getting into Clorox wipes?
Justified. Justified.
My
here.
Junior high years are going to disagree with you.
Anyways, folks, for the packs.
Your magazines were sticky and wrinkled.
How's your boner, Jackson? Everybody, thanks. Thanks for yet another enthralling.
I hate tube socks. I
yeah.
Oh. Oh my God. Close it out. Close it out, Jackson.
Waited for the great gag for the end. I hope you stuck with us the entire time. Once again, panel, I'm going to say it all at once. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I guess I'm going to confess the fact that we might have to take a Tuesday off next week just simply because of yours truly, but we only take two of those off a year, I think.
That's pretty much impressive. Yeah.
What's that?
That's impressive. There's only two.
Yeah, I think we only take two off a year. But the goal is at least 50 shows a year. So
I think we do that.
Yeah. If you got a problem, look at how much you're paying for it.
Yeah.
And by the time that we are on the next show, I will be drinking full time. So thanks, everybody. I'll probably be 5 pounds heavier. We'll talk to you next time.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.